Delcy Rodriguez has made clear she will not be America's puppet. Despite Donald Trump's threats she must do as he says, Venezuela's interim president has affirmed her independence while maintaining cordial relations with the U.S. Wednesday, Rodriguez sent a strong message that appeared to be directed at exiled opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, who's continuously tried to get in Trump's good graces.
Let all those who truly love Venezuela come, but those who seek to perpetuate harm and hurt the people of Venezuela, let them stay in Washington, because they won't be allowed to enter here to disrupt the peace and tranquility of the republic.
The American camp remains optimistic about future cooperation with Venezuela. Nearly 1 month after the U.S. captured former leader Nicolas Maduro, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the two countries are developing closer ties and making good progress.
We think very quickly we'll be able to open a U.S. diplomatic presence on the ground. We've established what I think so far has been a very respectful and productive line of communication as we go through this stabilization phase and towards the recovery phase. But there's a lot of work to be done here.
The State Department has started preparations to reopen the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, which has been closed since 2019. The Trump administration has been explicit in its ultimate goal to gain access to Venezuela's vast oil reserves.